Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Let's talk with Radio City Sports, Alan Irwin. Morning to you, Al.
Ah, good morning, Stephen.
Right, Everton back on track. And Romelu Lukaku, 50th
yeah.
Premier League goal for the Blues. Good stats for him.
Well, if you're a betting man, you would have had money on him to score against West Ham, wouldn't you? For the ninth successive game, that's quite an incredible statistic, isn't it, to score in nine successive games against those opponents. So I think he was always going to net yesterday. He must go onto the pitch when he's playing the Hammers with a fair amount of confidence, to say the least. But, I mean, you or I would have scored the goal. It was credit to Yannick Bolasie for recovering that shot that was saved from Coleman and setting him up. But great stats. I mean, you're right, he is. He's scored, 68 goals, I think it is now, for Everton in 130-odd appearances. So, you know, he's a goal every other game, man, which is a great stat for a striker.
It certainly is. And if you dig a little bit deeper into how he scored them, I think this is fascinating. 27 with his left foot.
Yeah.
12 with his right foot. 11 with his head. I think that's a good sort of shared proportion between the three.
Yeah, it is actually. I'm quite surprising because given his preference of the left boot, it's quite surprising he has actually got 12 with his right. So it's a fair share, an equal sort of share in that sense. Although I'm dominated by the left boot, obviously, but it's not bad at all. And he scores all different types of goals, doesn't he? Because he can score from outside the box. He can score with his head, which he has improved on enormously over the years. I think since he's come to Everton, he's improved that ability to head the ball and also to hold the ball up a lot better than he used to. But he's still at his best, I think, when he's turning and running, facing opponents and bearing down on goal in that sense.
Do you know what? I think as well, when I'm thinking of Romelu Lukaku, I think of someone who does score from outside the box, but I'm just looking at a pie chart
many,
here. How many do you think he scored from outside the box of his 50?
Well, he had a free kick, didn't he, against Crystal Palace? I think that was the first one he'd ever scored for Everton from a free kick. I would say only two or three.
Yeah, it's three. Yeah, in my head, I thought it was more, but just 47 inside the box, three outside the box.
Well, he's a striker. Get him in the box, Steve.
But I'll give you a final stat. And what will please the manager most is there isn't sort of any preference with it being home or away. There's a fairly even split of goals both away from Goodison and at home. 27 at home, 23 away.
Actually, he went a long time without scoring at Goodison Park in the Premier League. He had a real run where he'd only scored away for, I think it was about 3 or 4 months. So he's certainly put that right, hasn't he?
The teams he doesn't score as much against are Bournemouth, Norwich, Leicester, Arsenal, Middlesbrough, Burnley. The rest of them he quite fancies himself against. That's my Lukaku stat pile done with.
He's been eating the Lukaku stat book this morning.
The soccer-based side. Right, Ross Barkley. Thank goodness that tonight's legends might just have a bit of positivity about Ross in it.
Well, I think Sharpie's supported him quite well, really, over the course of the past few weeks. I think he's a confidence player, isn't he, Ross Barkley? And I think Ronald Koeman is trying to instill that belief into the young lad, and he is still a young boy. He turns 23 in December, doesn't he? So he's probably reaching that age now where he should go on and perform towards his peak. But he played really well yesterday. I heard a few people say he wasn't at his best in the first half, but I thought he tried to get hold of the game as much as he could. He got forward better to support inside the penalty area. All in all, I thought he was a sort of 8 out of 10 performance yesterday from him.
8 out of 10. So he got a goal. It was his first Premier League goal since the opening day of the season.
Yeah.
That will have given him a lot of confidence.
Yeah, and that's what we want to see more of, really. Not just getting Everton moving in terms of providing the balls out wide. He needs to ensure that he can get back and support inside the penalty area and make those runs. And I think, you know, just that goal, you could see in the celebration what it meant to him, and it was almost a weight lifted off his shoulders, because you can't tell me that the players don't feel the abuse sometimes that comes from the terraces and the column inches that are being written about them in the newspapers. They always tell you they don't read the papers and they don't, you know, track social media, but rest assured, I'm sure they do, and messages will get back to them. So, you know, it must be hard to ignore at times. So I think it's a huge relief to him, and I think he can go on and have a pretty good season under a manager who I think will get the best out of him.
Yeah, hopefully, and hopefully the support's there at Goodison as well. Mm. At Goodison Park, Everton, 11 points from a possible 15. Mm. So they're certainly doing the business in terms of trying to make it a place that's very, very tough for other teams to come.
Yeah, I think they need to, given the awful home form last season under Roberto Martinez, which I think was one of the worst in the history of the club. So Ronald Koeman will want to make, first and foremost, you know, Goodison Park, that place where, you know, Everton are very, very difficult to beat. And if you listen to sort of not even ex-players, current players always tell you it's a difficult place to come because the fans are close to the pitch. It's a sort of old-fashioned stadium. I'd like to see a better atmosphere at Goodison, though, Steve. It was all, even against West Ham yesterday, there wasn't an awful lot of noise, was there? I thought early on it was okay, but the West Ham's contributed in their manner. But I think I'd like to hear more from Everton supporters. Mm. They're all a bit flat at times.
How did the tributes go for Howard Kendall?
Oh, excellent. I mean, in the fourth minute where, you know, his was on the big screen, a picture of Howard, and you'd expect it to be the fourth minute, given he wore that number four shirt with real distinction, didn't he, for Everton Football Club. He was great on the pitch, but as a manager, you know, nobody will ever surpass, I suppose, what he's achieved for Everton. So there was huge respect there yesterday. I wouldn't have expected anything else. The fans were fantastic in that area.
Yeah, brilliant by the club. I know, just looking at pictures that I've seen of outside the ground, the club have done a bit of work trying to sort of chart up the facade of Goodison as well.
A giant
Graham Sharp and a giant Dixie Dean.
Next to Dixie Dean, yeah. And I know a lot of people took the shot of, you know, Dixie Dean towering over the rooftops of, you know, the houses around Goodison, you know, from the bottom of County Road there. You know, you can see the images clearly. And I think it's quite a good idea and a very imposing sight for you know, opposition fans who might take a walk around the stadium. And I think it's good to, you know, delve into that history and, you know, let's celebrate it. You know, that's what the club is about. So I think they've done it particularly well.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.